Yes, Kenny, a very convincing result for Strabane today. It was Civil Service 0, Strabane 41. Outscored their opponents by 7-0, and they had 3 conversions from Rory Lynch. And really, it was in the last 15 minutes, the pressure from the first half really told, and Civil Service tired, and Strabane running 3 or 4 very, very good scores, having said that. Conditions today were, well, it's nice and dry, but unfortunately, a very, very strong breeze, and that didn't make the passing too good. So there was a lot of mistakes, and because of that, there was a lot of scrums, which Strabane wouldn't have worried about, because they have a tremendous scrummaging pack, and they enjoyed it. I don't think that Civil Service enjoyed it too much, because one of their front rows had to go off. And also the replacement who came on, he got injured. So when they non-contested scrums the last 15 minutes, which took away a bit of the polish from Strabane in the sense, because it's very, very hard to attack from a static scrum. They had the best possible start, as they say, from the kickoff. They secured ball, moved it right, and Stephen Torrens, he dived over in the corner. So what a better start. But having said that, it took them a further 30 minutes before they got their second score, even though they were dominating the game and Civil Service really didn't threaten much in the Strabane half. It was from a line-out, a lovely ball off the top, and it was fed into the middle and popped past the prop Jimmy Hamilton, who took it on the burst. And as I said earlier, he powered his way over to post, Rory Lynch converted, and that was 12 points to nil. And then just before half-time, there was a great scrum driving forward. The ball was moved right. James Perry in the centre, he drove towards the post, a ruck, quickly taken ruck outright, and there was Andy Baird went over the winger in the corner. So 17-0 at half-time, and Strabane at that stage were quite happy, having done most of the work that they'd done. The second half, I think, as I said, the pressure from the first half started to tell. 46 minutes, Strabane were attacked down the right-hand side, and it was Baird who got over his base and scores again, diving over the corner to make it 22-0. Try number 5 came on the hour mark when Strabane were now running the ball everywhere, and it was their centre James Perry who got over for the first of his 2 tries near the end. The 6th try was a very, very good individual try by out half and skipper Alistair Ferguson. He got the ball on the halfway line. He dummied to pass. He cut back inside, and he really left the fullback floundering as he went in at the post. Lynch again converted that time, making it 34-0. And then the final score was again Perry, who got his brace as well. A very, very good strong run, inside, outside, and there was really nobody there to stop him. Lynch's fine 3rd conversion made it 41 points to nil, and a very good result for Strabane, who will be looking forward to this cup, because it is a pretty prestigious cup in the sense that the final is played at Ravenhill, Letterkenny have won it before. Strabane have been in the final twice, but never actually got over the line, so they'll be making a big effort this year. But a 41 points to nil result, certainly up here at Service, I'll do them no harm. In the All-Ireland League, Kenny, Division 2B, you may have a score, but I talked to Austin in there because I couldn't get George Walker, who normally gets it. Derry were 26-7 down at half-time. Simon Logan has come back getting a try, but unfortunately Crescent just proved too strong, winning by 54 points to 21. And again, City Derry shipping a lot of points. They're down to Navan next week. I'm interested to see how that game goes, but they certainly need to start picking up points at the moment. And also, Elpenoma, at one stage it was 17-0 to Tullamore. I'm just looking here, Kenny. I got a wee text through from Glenn Patterson and Oma. The final score in Oma was Oma 19, Tullamore 23. So a great comeback from Oma, and that gives them a losing bonus point. Unfortunately, even scoring 3 tries won't get them a bonus point. But, you know, to be 17 up and down and to come back to that one will certainly give them a lot of heart. But it was a game probably they would have expected to win. So if I could sum up, in the Gordon West Cup, it was Civil Service 0, Strabane 41, All-Ireland League Division 2B, City of Derry 21, Old Crescent 54, and in All-Ireland League Division 2C, just final score, it was Oma 19, Tullamore 23.